By the way, let me say something on the subject of sports and kids. I was coaching the high school tennis team that I help with and years ago, and there was a kid on the team. He was our number one singles player, and we had played for years, and we had played almost weekly, sometimes two or three times a week. He had never beaten me on one day, and trust me, I wasn't letting him win. He beat me for the first time, and we both ran to the net, threw our arms around each other. We're jumping up and down. And I can honestly say that my delight was so great at that moment. I think it was every bit as great as his delight. Hmm. Now, if we could do that in a world where we're sinners,
yeah,
imagine how we'll rejoice in each other. Somebody else, you know, if golfing, whatever, you know, beating me at golf. I mean, and be as happy for them as we would be for ourselves if we won. But then as I look back at it, I thought, why was this so different? I'm not a bad sport, but you know, I'm trying to win. And so there's some disappointment when you lost. No disappointment at all that day. But why? Because I had invested myself in that young man's success. And when you invest in other people and want the best for them and you pray for them and all that, even in this life, instead of envying them and being jealous of them, you will rejoice when they succeed. Apply that to your family, to your coworkers, to your old friends, your neighbors. All of that, I think, is true.